President Biden says the September 11th attacks cannot explain why U.S. troops should remain in Afghanistan 20 years later. He plans to have all American troops pulled out of that country by this September 11th, ending the country's longest war.
And joining us live with more on the withdrawal plan is CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. Good morning.
Hey, Susie. Good morning to you.
So do you think it is a good plan?
Well, it remains to be seen. Obviously, it's a good plan. That is really spun out over time. Does, in fact, Afghanistan fall then to the Taliban? Do we see al-Qaeda once again reestablishing Afghanistan as a platform, as they did prior to 2001, to train, organize, and equip terrorists to conduct attacks against ourselves or other allies around the world? Now, that will be the measure of success or failure of this particular plan. In the short term, at least, the Biden administration, I think, believes that Afghanistan has receded and that particular threat has receded. It hasn't gone away. Taliban has signed an agreement with us that they would not re-ally with al-Qaeda. There's reason to believe they're not necessarily living up to that agreement. But the president was adamant in his remarks that we would hold him accountable for that. And then last but not least, though most experts, I think, believe over time the Taliban is likely to be militarily successful, that's not totally preordained either. And the United States apparently is going to still provide military assistance to the Afghan government, at least materially. And we saw this morning Secretary of State Blinken arriving in Kabul to meet with the Afghan government.
Jeff, as we've reported this morning, the Secretary of State was sent to Afghanistan, an unexpected visit. To whom is he there to sell this plan to? Is it the Taliban? Is it the Afghan leaders?
No, he's there to meet with the Afghan leaders. Discussions with the Taliban occur in Doha, and our special envoy, Zal Khalilzad, has been our primary negotiator with the Taliban. There was supposed to be a major conference in Istanbul later this month where the Taliban and the Afghan government were going to arrive with the United States and other regional players, Pakistan, China, and others, to review a plan proposed by the United States for the establishment of a coalition government. But it appears now that the Taliban is not going to attend that conference. So Blinken's trip was really to meet with Ashraf Ghani and his staff as president of Afghanistan to talk about how peace talks might be accelerated so there might be some effort to find a political solution in this very short period of time. And secondly, I'm sure he's there to talk about how the withdrawal will be conducted and to reassure them also about continued U.S. financial support. One question that has never been answered so far, and I think needs to very quickly, is whether or not the United States will continue to provide air support to Afghan forces when attacked by the Taliban, because Afghan forces have been very dependent on U.S. aircraft. And, of course, those aircraft are not physically on Afghan soil, but often staged from bases around the region.
Right. So, yeah, that was my next question. If the violence there heats up, is the plan going to be tweaked?
The plan is going to have to be tweaked along the way. Any complex plan like this will need to be so. And don't forget, in addition to pulling out probably about 3,500 Americans, about 2,500 combat troops, about 1,000 spec op guys, CIA people, and contractors, there's about 7,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan. People, I think, oftentimes forget this was a NATO mission from the onset, and our allies have contributed. Yes, the United States sadly lost 2,500 young Americans in the fighting in Afghanistan over the last two decades, but our NATO allied partners have lost well over 1,000 of their troops as well. So the complexity of this is pulling them out together, and that's why prior to going to Kabul, Blinken was in Brussels along with Secretary of Defense Austin to meet with our NATO allies to coordinate that particular withdrawal.
Jeff, thank you. That is CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.